You're listening to 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM, Cut and Eureka Arcata and Siren Song Tavern. You like that? Yeah, it was kind of corny, like Cliff, right?
Nice segue.
And Larry, yeah. All right, so you guys are playing tomorrow. It's your huge EP release party.
Yum on.
Yeah.
We're about to rock this. Rock the house.
Okay, well, get on to rocking the house.
All right, well, take a quick second to introduce the group here. That's Rosalind Parducci over there on the fiddle. And we've got Amber Grimes on the upright bass. My name is Chris Pereira on guitar. And this is a song I wrote called Cage.
For the lack of, 2,000 people in this room. Yes.
Larry used to have a track like hot button, or a applause.
Applausing, yeah. But it sounds so so calming that I don't. Yeah. So.
That's nothing to worry about. It's just that just means it's noon.
Yeah, we're all just dead chickens.
Yeah.
So your EP, it's self-titled, right? And this is your first. And this is, you guys put that out fast. You just formed back in January.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
We did. And we went in to Myrtletown Records and recorded with Timmy Gray. And we got in there. We did most of the EP live, just playing together in the room. There's like a couple little things that we had to overdub little parts, but I mean, it's like 96% just live people playing in a room, and it's just got, it's got that feel. It's got
96% whole milk.
Yeah. it's got that feel, you know. There's like, you know, strings buzzing and like, you know, people like moving around and stuff. There's like little tiny things in the background, but I think it just kind of adds.
It's like
to
sitting
the
in the room
vibe.
With us.
Exactly. It, you know, we talked a lot about taking some different approaches with recording, and, you know, I don't know, bringing in a drummer or something, but we kind of ultimately decided we wanted it to sound like what we actually
sound like.
Genius idea. Yeah.
Why, whenever conceiving the band, did you decide to keep it as a three-piece?
It just kind of has worked
cool.
out this way.
It does
so
sound
far.
Really cool. I like it.
Yeah, no, it's... So,
we're not against adding a person in the future, but, you know, just some... Sometimes bands can maybe overproduce their records when they don't actually sound like that live, and that wasn't really what we were after. Not with this one, at least.
Yeah, we'll see on the next one.
Yeah,
yeah.
We might get a little
we
more
go hog wild.
Ambitious.
And an orchestra.
Yes. Yeah.
Full orchestra. Yeah.
Symphonic band.
So you and Amber, well, Chris and Amber, you both had been working together for a long time. And then Rosalind, you moved up here and you knew Chris through Stringtown Ambassadors, touring with Stringtown Ambassadors, right?
That's right, yeah. So basically, it's awesome. We're jamming out. I also have a Stringtown Ambassadors EP that I just worked up a couple weeks ago with Ben Walden.
We were much right at the same time we were doing
right
this one.
At the same time. It was like, well, like, yeah, basically the week after.
Yeah.
So it's been quite the push. Lots of music.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's what makes life fun. But
well, then, you know, working with Tim is a dream.
He's he's a sweet guy. Yeah. And he's a skilled engineer. He really knows his stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the sound of a lot of the work that comes out of there, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But you all, once again, EP release with La Musique Diabolique tomorrow, 8:30, Siren Song Tavern.
Yep, and it's a free show, though we will not turn away tips or donations or CD sales. That's the thing you should do. You should buy
an EP.
Because La Musique Diabolique, they have an album that just came out about a month ago or so, and it's just, it's killer. So, like, come to the show for free and then buy a CD.
Or two.
From
or two CDs, yeah. Or you could buy 30.
30, there you go. <That's> so
up. All right, so do you want to go ahead and play another song?
Yeah, let's do it. You want to preface this one a little bit?
Yeah, so back in December, I was in a collision, and it was, I was heading down on the 101 through Gilroy with my friend Kenneth Davis, who I'm really excited. I'm gonna get to play some music with him next weekend. But we were heading down south to get actually on a radio show. And it was about 9 a.m. and saw a car kind of coming off at this very odd angle and had this moment of premonition before both of us went spinning off the road. And it was a pretty visceral moment of impact, but fortunately everyone involved was safe. Walked out feeling pretty jittery, and a couple days later, a friend of mine sent me a suggestion saying maybe it would be a good idea for me to try writing a song about the experience. So that was where this next piece came from. It's called Collision. Thank you. grip hold, impact fold, suddenly everything slowed. All thoughts to the periphery, no illusion of control. Siren, dissonant horizon, guess you never really know who you've been. Yes, it's your decision. Some love is a barrel roll. All contained, a little bit strained, exhausted by the manifold. Just hook me up to your oscilloscope. Can you check the resonance in my soul? Siren, dissonant horizon. Guess you never really know who you've been. Yes, it's your decision. Some love is a barrel roll.
My enthusiastic
so
time. So you guys are all going to be at several festivals this summer as well.
Yeah, that's the plan, and we're crossing our fingers and hoping to hear back from a couple more. But so far, we're going to be performing at the Mateel Summer Arts and Music Festival in June, and then we're going to be at the Humboldt Folklife Festival. And then in September, we're going to be at the Lost Sierra Hoedown down in... Where
down in Johnsville.
Johnsville. Yeah. I don't know. Rosalind's from down in Grass Valley, so she's kind of the insider on that area.
It's about an hour from where I grew up. Yeah, it's up in the hills. Hill country.
Nice.
It's in the old... it's a ski bowl. It's a like historic ski bowl that they've been raising funds to restore and get going again. So it's a really beautiful environment. A lot of hippies gathered there.
Yeah.
For a 4-day festival. It's pretty awesome.
It sounds cool. Yeah. I was looking at the lineup for a few of those and it looks to be pretty cool. So right on.
Yeah.
It's really neat. And you said that the person that was in the crash with you, you're going to be playing with him soon?
Yeah. So next weekend, I'm going to be, me and Chris are going down to
Sonoma.
And we're going to be playing some music over at the Sunset Magazine Festival.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, we're going to be in a different element for a little bit there. Yeah, it'll be cool. And we're meeting up with Kenneth Davis, who's a percussionist and just brilliant percussionist and also plays keyboards. And, he's going to be hanging out down there playing tunes with us. So,
yeah.
Cool. Right on. That's cool. How did you get hooked up with that?
Kenneth's father is the booker for that, and he's a super cool guy. He does he has his own radio show down in San Luis Obispo as well. He does a lot of music promotion.
Oh, cool.
So he's James Davis. He's the guy.
Right on. It's pretty neat.
Can we do one more tune for you?
Yeah, I was waiting for Rosalind to do the
right.
tune.
Yes,
yeah,
that's right.
I think I'm good. Can I hear somebody's A?
live tuning on the air. Live tuning.
Cool. All right.
So we're going to do, it's the first track off the new EP. It's actually an instrumental. It's an old-timey tune, but it's our own take on it. Again, that's Rosalyn Parducci over there on the fiddle, Amber Grimes on the bass, and my name's Chris Pereira. And we are No Pardon.
Thank you.
Yay!
Thanks for having us in the studio.
And go on over and see them live coming up tomorrow at 8:30 over at Siren Song. It's free.
Yeah.
Free
my
show.
Music Diabolique will be opening the show, and somehow we have to figure out how to follow them.
Oh, I think awesome. I think that you'll manage. I think that you'll manage. But thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
I definitely appreciate it. And I can't wait for the show tomorrow. It'll be awesome. I got to stress that everybody needs to go on out and see them coming up tomorrow, Siren Song. Going to take a short break, play some messages from some of our sponsors, and then get back into the tunes in just a couple minutes. You're listening to K-Hum.